Christ holds the standard high, August 31. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. God would have every man look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. As Christians, we must in words and actions exercise the noble traits of character that dwelt in Jesus Christ, as the very highest gift that can be conferred upon the soul of man. Will everyone who names the name of Christ depart from all iniquity? The word used here does not always mean the grosser forms of sin. It means every action we would not be pleased to meet in heaven. From all such actions we are to depart. We are not to practice them in this life, either in the family or in the church. All who enter heaven where Jesus is will have in this life the characteristics that will make heaven here below. Blessed and beneficent are the rays of light from the Sun of Righteousness, who is now pouring his enlightening, healing beams upon everyone who will open the windows of the soul heavenward. There are many who, though they profess to be Christians, would spoil heaven should they be translated with a spirit and character such as they now have. Their lives are full of earthliness, their tempers are unsanctified, they harbor prejudices that ought never to exist, they are wholly human. An atmosphere so unlike the character of Christ has surrounded the soul, so that they could not enjoy the change from earth to heaven. This earth is our school where we are to be proved and tried to see if we will become stewards of the grace of Christ. The power of the grace of Christ is to work in the children of disobedience until Christ himself is formed within, the hope of glory. We must reveal that we are converted, born again, before we can see heaven. Shall we begin now to labor as humble learners of Jesus Christ? Oh, how infinite is his love and grace! How utterly beyond price is his love expressed for fallen man! Christ, because he loves us, holds the standard high, and he will take our disposition, and make it like his own. Through faith all may receive much, if they will open the windows of the soul heavenward to let the Sun of Righteousness shine in. We are to accept the ways and works of God through whomsoever he shall send them. We are to follow humbly in the way of the Lord. The way to evidence to the world that we are Christ's followers is to manifest unselfish love for one another, not seeking the supremacy. Oh, that God would so impress his people that they may behold his glory, and exclaim, I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Concerning the signing of contracts,